first Robin Hood of the Old West.
Chico, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
Francisco Kears. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Butterfield Overland Mail. Prior to the advent of the railroad, the means of fast transportation cross-country was the stagecoach. From St. Louis, Missouri to El Paso, Texas, and through Arizona to Los Angeles, thence to San Francisco, a distance of 2,795 miles, ran the Butterfield Overland Mail. The most dangerous stretch of that route was between the home stations of La Mesilla, Tucson, and Fort Yuma. As our story opens, two hard-looking men sit astride their horses, watching the straining, sweating six-horse hitch tug against the taut traces as it draws the stagecoach toward the top of a steep grade.
Are you sure those jewels are on that stagecoach, Chris?
I wouldn't be sitting here waiting if I wasn't sure, would I, Lon?
No, but...
That's the Monday Express coach. There's only two passengers aboard. An 8-year-old kid and a French nursemaid. We'll keep our neckerchiefs over our faces so we won't be recognized. Hey, let's get that coach before it tops the grade. Come on, get up.
Yeah. Yeah. Let them horses keep going down, grade. We'll never stop.
All right. Open fire. The shotgun sees us.
I'll take care of the shotgun, guys.
And this'll do for the driver.
Head it up. We've got one of them.
Hurry up. Pick up that team.
Here now, you lead horses. Go there. Hold.
Yeah. Hold. Go over there.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, you passengers in the stage, get your hands up and climb out.
These horses will stand.
What is it you want of a poor French governess and one 8-year-old child, Monsieur Benji?
Come on, Benji. Get down out of the coach and I'll tell you all about it.
I am not Paul Frenchy. My name is Marie Leclerc. If I had a gun, I'd shoot you full of bullets, just like my daddy did.
Yeah. Oh, a spicy little type, ain't she? What are you going to use for a gun to ventilators? That doll you're carrying?
My doll Topsy and I aren't afraid of you. And neither is Marie. Are you, Marie?
Oh, quite, Susie. We must not miss an injury or they will hurt us.
This is Susie Gibson. I am taking her to her father in California.
Do what you're told and no harm will come to either of you. Get the mail pouch out of the stagecoach booth.
Yes, sir. Here it is.
Unbuckle the straps.
Letters. A couple of small packages, wouldn't it?
Let me see them packages.
My daddy were here. You'd be sorry, all right, for shooting that nice driver in the guard.
Mrs. Z, you will lend out
in. There it is. That's the package. Partner, keep the kid here. Come on, Frenchy. You're coming with me.
Oh, my arm. You are hurting me. You leave Marie alone. Leave her alone.
That kid, you ain't going nowhere.
Over there. We can talk over there, Marie. Those rocks will hide us.
Let go of my arm, Chris, or I'll break the hand off.
What? No French accent, Marie?
I don't need no phony accent talking to you, Chris. All right, this is far enough. All right, give me the package.
Here it is, Marie. Sure's a clever plan you thought of for me to rob the coach while it's carrying that package of jewels.
He'll get a lot more than just these jewels after Susie and I get to California. But Sam Gibson will still trust me.
Let's see inside the box, Marie.
In thunder.
Pebbles. You trying to double cross me, Marie?
Oh, of course not, Chris. The jewels are supposed to be in this box. Well, they were put in the mail on the Monday run of the stage for safekeeping, and I. Hey, wait a minute. That kid. Before we left St. Louis, she and the banker, John Talbot, had a private talk. And even I wasn't allowed in the room.
You mean they made a switch? Figuring someone might be after the package?
That kid knows where those jewels are. I'm sure they're not on her in her clothes.
She'll talk. She'll tell us what we want to know. Just leave it to me.
What time you say, Cisco? It go from town to town, but it never moves.
It goes from town to town, but it never moves, Pancho?
You're right.
And they run up here and down here and never get out of breath.
Well, Pancho, I'm afraid I'll have to give up.
Give up.
What is it that goes from town to town but never moves and runs up here and down here but is never out of breath?
The road, of course. Just like the road we're going to.
That is a very good riddle, Pancho.
I'm glad you're right.
I never could have guessed it. That road up ahead is part of the route used by the Butterfield Overland Mail Line.
Cisco, that's one of the stagecoaches up near the top of that grade, no?
Cisco, I wonder why this stopped.
Santos,
those two hombres have kerchiefs over their faces. They're bandidos. Come on, Pancho. Up, get
out. Go! We fixed those bandidos.
Put your fire, Pancho. It's too late. I wanted to surprise them.
Pancho, sorry, Pancho. Now think about that, Cisco. Those coyotes mount up on their horses and they ride away. We go after them?
No. We'll answer that later. We will stop at the stagecoach. Hurry up. Ho-ho!
Ho-ho-ho!
Mon Dieu, you arrived at the right moment.
You were the little señorita hurt?
No.
Those killers should have driven when the shotgun got you, Scoop.
We're not hurt yet, mister. But we would have been if you hadn't ridden up when you did.
Anything we can do to help you, little señorita?
You tell Uncle Pancho and Uncle Pancho do whatever you say, little señorita.
You're nice. I like you. So does my dog, Topsy. You're not like those bandits.
Of course not, little señorita.
I am the governess of this little girl, Susie Gibson. My name is Marie Leclerc.
I am the Cisco Kid, Senorita Leclerc.
To my friends, I am just plain Marie. And I want you for my friend, Mr. Cisco. Especially after the horrible experience with the bandits. They tried to make me tell a secret, but I wouldn't.
Good for you, Senorita Susie. You know, Cisco, the best people what can keep a secret are the little niños.
That secret must be the reason those two bandidos killed the driver and shotgun and stopped the stagecoach.
Yes. Senorita Susie, what kind of questions those bandidos ask?
Well, I can't tell you the secret any more than I could those bandits.
Oh, no, little señorita. Uncle Pancho doesn't want you to tell the secret. Uncle Pancho just wants you to give a little hint. Then maybe Uncle Pancho guess, like a riddle. You see, Pancho asked Cisco the riddle, and now Pancho asked señorita Susie the same riddle.
Pancho.
What go from town to town but never move?
Pancho.
Pancho got to ask the rest later.
It is no secret what they were after, Mr. Pancho. Those bandits robbed the mail.
No, Marie. They were after the necklace. They knew it was supposed to be in with the mail.
Oui, ma petite. That is what I was about to tell you, Monsieur Cisco.
And tell how that bandit hurt your arm when he dragged you away from the stagecoach.
He dragged you away from the stagecoach, Senorita Marie?
Oui. He did just that, Monsieur. That bandit said he knew neither of us would try to escape when we were separated.
That bandit is not getting that grace, huh?
You bet he didn't, Uncle Pancho.
Good for you.
And nobody but my daddy's gonna get it. Only me and my doll Topsy know where it is. And Mr. Talbot told me not to tell anybody but my daddy.
Monsieur Talbot, back in St. Louis, is a very good friend of Susie's papa. He got the message from Monsieur Gibson that I was to bring Susie to him in San Francisco.
He had the necklace of jewels belonging to Senor Gibson?
That's right, Mr. Cisco.
Pancho and I will stay with you for a while. Those two bandidos will try to rob you again. They killed the driver and the shotgun trying to get those jewels, and they will not hesitate to kill you.
These rocks, Lon. We can stop and watch that stage from here.
All right.
I tell you, Lon, I know them two. I've seen that big hombre somewhere.
Oh, that hombre is still driving. He sure knows how to handle a 6-horse hitch.
Hey, that's it, Lon. That's where I seen him before. Driving a 6-horse hitch in a stagecoach race at Skeleton Bend. His name's Pancho. And the big hombre is a Cisco Kid.
A Cisco Kid?
Son, you and me got some hard riding and some horse rustling to do.
The sun gets you? You're talking loco.
I'll show you how loco I'm talking. You've got to beat that coach to La Mesilla. One of the agent and the horse wrangler are stationed there. We get rid of them, same as we did the driver and the shotgun. Then you drive up all the horses at the station.
Sure as blazes ain't loco. With no horses to switch for the tire team pulling that coach, they'll have to stay at La Mesilla for the night.
That's what I'm figuring on. And I'm figuring on our taking the place of them two hombres we kill. Who's going to suspect us?
Hey, that's a mighty good figuring, Craig.
Hey.
During the night, we're sure to get a chance to finish off Cisco.
We will. And we'll get that necklace of jewels, too, after he's dead.
Hey! station just ahead.
Yeah, that is
the
Lama's gas station, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco. Did you see Senorita Sudi? The fire is there, Pancho. Believe me, he'll save us now. Oh, come on. Hold on. Hold on.
I'm sorry, we have to get a new driver.
Howdy,
folks, howdy. I run this station for the Butterfield line. I'm Chris Tipton.
Tipton. You read your wrangler with the fresh team while going to pull the coach.
We are not the regular driver and guard singer, Tipton. They had bad luck. They were killed by road agents. Well, I will lift you down, little senorita. You and your doll Topsy.
Come on.
Yeah, there you are.
Thank you, Mr. Cisco. Gee, you're strong.
Oh, gracias. And now you, Senorita Maria.
Merci, Mr. Cisco. You are très gallant.
I reckon we've had some bad luck here, too. In answer to your question, driver, there ain't no fresh horses to pull the coach.
What do you mean, Senor Tipton?
Apaches rustled all the wagon stock. The only horses we could save were the two my wrangler and me ride. My wrangler Lon is out trailing that Russell herd now.
What are we to do?
Since we cannot get fresh horses, we will have to wait until our team is fed and rested. We will have to stay here for the night.
As soon as the horses were driven off, I figured you'd have to stay for the night. Though I ain't prepared to put you up with anything fancy, you can rest assured you'll be well taken care of. Yes, sir. Mighty well taken care of.
And if Cisco and Pancho knew the true meaning of Cress Tipton's words, they certainly would not rest assured. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Butterfield Overland Mail. Susie Gibson and her French governess, Marie Leclerc, are on the westbound Butterfield stage when the driver and guard are killed by Cress Tipton and Lon Derwick. Cisco and Pancho chase off the villains as they are threatening Susie and help the two travelers. To intercept the stage, Cress and Lon kill the agent and wrangler at La Masia Station and take their place. Unknown to Cisco, Pancho, and Susie, Marie is a confederate of the two killers. They are after a valuable jeweled necklace. Lon runs off the fresh horses, so that the entire group will have to remain at the stagecoach station for the night. When Cisco and Pancho fall asleep, Cress and Lon intend to murder them. Unaware of the death awaiting them, Cisco and Pancho are rolled up in their blankets for the night.
Pancho, wake up. Pancho, wake up, Pancho.
Pancho, shoot the gun into your hand. Bang, bang.
Pancho, would you wake up? What's the matter, Chico? What's the matter?
Get up, Chico.
Shh. Pancho, it's your morning, Jack.
I know. Get up and put on your boots. On the light.
Come on, Pancho.
There's no time to move.
Christ, it's over. What happened?
Nothing yet.
Come on.
I fix your blankets to look as though you are still in it. I'll do the same to mine.
Pancho, do it. Just go tell him that Pancho do not know why.
Leave your sombrero on top of the blanket.
What did you do it about?
I remember now when I saw that hombre who says he is a safety agent.
The one called Crest?
Yes. He was at Skeleton Bend during the stagecoach race.
Mm-hmm.
He was with a gambler who tried to wreck the stage you drove.
Where did that go? What did he do here?
That is what I intend to find out. We'll watch from here, behind the watercross.
Where do you watch this, Mister?
Two coyotes named Crest and Lon. Those two are not what they pretend to be. My guess is that if we are not careful, we will be dead.
Sleeping like a cup
Makes me suspicious, Lon. There's clouds are covering the moon now. In a minute, it'll be pitch black.
All right, it'll be pitch black. Then what?
You go ahead and use your knife like we planned. Huh? You'll know soon enough if Cisco and Pancho are really in them blankets.
And if they're not?
Keep talking low. Pretend like you're talking to me.
Where'll you be, Chris?
I'm going to stick around behind that water trough. It's the only cover near here besides this shed.
I get it. If Cisco and his fat partner are playing possum, you'll be able to get them when they try to get me.
Yeah, that's it exactly. You get him the first time with your knife, or I get him later with a couple of slugs from his six gun. Either way we get him, they'll be dead.
Hey, Cisco, that moon go behind the clouds and Pancho, I can see nothing.
Cisco, Pancho, do you see something, Cisco?
Shh.
Hmm?
Listen.
Cisco.
You're right, Cisco. If we're sleeping in the blanket, that killer stab us to dead.
It's hey, Chris, what I tell you, he just fallen off a lot. We're not sure with him at all.
Let me wait for Cisco. We go get him, eh?
Stay where you are. Only one of them is out there, Pancho. We did not hear the voice of that Chris hombre.
Yeah, you didn't hear me because I was getting a drop on you.
I'll take that gun before you use it, Maverick. There. End for the attempt at dry gulch. Try cooling.
Bueno, Cisco, you hit him so hard he falls into the water trough.
Come out of the water, Coyote.
Watch your Cisco. You got Chris, but you won't get me.
Pack that mist.
Look, Cisco, the clouds go away from the moon. You'll be able to see the Lon Maverick now.
He's dropped behind our blankets and saddles for cover. I'll give you a chance to surrender, Lon. Throw out your gun and walk toward me with your hands up.
Come and get me, Cisco.
All right, Coyote. That is the way you want it. That is the way it will be. Pancho, stay here and guide this dry gulch across. I cannot shoot you, Lon, and you know it. Your last chance. Throw out your gun.
Mr. Cisco, are you all right? Did those Indians
who
took the horses come back?
See it to Susie. Go back, go back.
I heard the gunshot.
Easy, kid. You're a welcome sight. Nobody's going
to
hurt you.
Go on. Get him around, you. That skipping coyote, you. Cisco, what we do now? That Maverick Lon got a little senorita Susie.
Senorita Susie, you'll be all right. Just do what he says.
That's good advice, Cisco. Thank you yourself.
Listen, you pack rat. If any harm comes to that child...
You ain't no position to tell me nothing, Cisco. Bring your guns over to Crash Pronto.
Yeah, but there's nothing else we can do. Give me your guns, Pancho. Your mind, Tipton.
Ah, that's being right smart. Lon, bring the kid over here.
Sure, Chris.
What do you intend to do with us, hombre?
Don't get anxious, Cisco. You'll find out soon enough.
I didn't know I'd cause trouble when I came out here, Mr. Cisco. I was worried you or Uncle Pancho might get hurt.
Yeah, not you worry now, little thing, either. Uncle Pash not letting nothing hurt you neither.
Hey, Cisco, we'll make a deal. The kid tells us what we want to know. We take the necklace and leave you alive. Now come inside the station. Get going, all of you.
I say we're wasting time, Chris. That stubborn little brat ain't gonna open a yap.
I'll handle this, Lon. Frenchy, you better convince the kid we mean business.
Mon petit chouchou. Please, Susie, for the sake of all of us, tell the bandits, where is the jewel necklace?
Huh? I won't tell anybody but my daddy. I want my doll. I want Topsy.
Perhaps if I get the doll, monsieur, perhaps he will
tell. Tell them nothing, Senorita Susie. They will not hurt you as long as they do not know your secret.
Shut your face, or I'll bash it in.
Now, just let Cisco, you skulking snake.
Let him alone. You let Mr. Cisco alone.
Gun or no gun, Tipton, the only thing that keeps me from breaking you in half is the child.
Please do not have to fight now. There is your door, Susie. Now, please tell us.
That's right, kid. That's the idea. Where'd you hide that necklace?
No, Senorita Susie.
If I don't, they'll kill you, Mr. Cisco.
That's right, Susie. The necklace. Where is it?
Throw it inside Topsy.
The doll! Give me that doll.
Ow! You don't have to grab her. You be careful.
Now rip it open. See if she's telling the truth. Get back there, Cisco. You too, Pancho.
What in thunder? Jules, giving the kid doll all the time. Why, that double-crossing buzzard of a banker.
All I needed was for you to take your eyes off me for a moment. I'll take that gun.
Look out! Look out, Blake!
I only shot the gun from your hand, Susan. You are not hurt. Come over here, Susie. Poncho will get the necklace.
Oh, my poor little one. What a thing for you to go through.
What I said to those two coyotes applies to you, too, senorita. Stand over there with them.
But, Monsieur Cisco, I do not understand.
You can drop the fake accent, senorita. You forgot to use it when you saw the necklace.
That's right, Mr. Cisco. Marie didn't talk as she always does.
Yes, that's right.
But you are wrong. It was the excitement.
Oh, no, senorita. When those two mavericks let you go after the doll by yourself, I knew you were working with them. You and these other two had better save your explanations to tell the jury. Well, Senorita Susie, you will soon be on your way to San Francisco, and you will see your father.
I'll be glad for that, Mr. Cisco. But I'll sure miss you and Uncle Poncho.
Uncle Poncho miss you too, little Senorita. But do not be lonesome. You got your doll Topsy to keep you company. And your father, he buys you lots and lots and lots of toys.
Well, I don't care about toys now that you fixed Topsy, Uncle Poncho. I mean Dr. Poncho. Because you made a Topsy good as new.
Dr. Poncho. Dr. Poncho likes that.
Dr. Poncho.
See, you are a good Dr. Poncho.
I think you are a better doctor of dolls than you are of riddles.
Yeah, that's not such a bad riddle Poncho asked you today.
What riddle, Uncle Poncho?
Poncho started to ask you before, and now Poncho finishes. Same thing with Susie. What go from town to town, but never move, and run uphill and downhill, but it never out of breath?
A road.
In fact, you know you got trouble. You never guess it.
Well, the answer is a road, Uncle Poncho.
In fact, you know you like it. A road?
This is what Senorita Susie said, Poncho.
How she knows that? Huh, Senorita Susie? How do you know that, huh?
Well, you just got to figure out what it means, Uncle Poncho.
That's the way it always turned out. Everybody always smarter than Poncho.
Oh, Uncle Poncho, that's not true.
It's true.
You're the smartest, bravest, kindest man in the whole world, just like Daddy and Mr. Cisco. And this hugging kiss proves how much I love you.
Oh, Senorita Susie.
Oh, Uncle Poncho.
Cisco.
Hey, Poncho.
Now, Senor Gibson, sure glad to see his little daughter, Senorita Susie.
Of course, Poncho. And you can be sure Susie will be well taken care of now that she's with her father.
And those two killers, Lon and Cliff, they well taken care of, too. They in the jail. And that fake Senorita Maria, she there, too.
You know, people who commit crimes always get what they deserve, Poncho.
And Poncho a good hombre, so Poncho deserve a good time, huh? And that's just what Poncho get while he visiting with his cousin Jose.
Well, I am glad you had a good time when you visited your cousin Jose.
Very good time.
Tell me, how did you find the weather there when you visited him?
What did you say, Cisco?
I said, how did you find the weather while you were visiting your cousin Jose?
Oh, Poncho just go outside and there it was.
Oh, Poncho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Poncho by Harry Lang.